You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Thankful. We are blessed. But most importantly, we are just ready to stuff our faces because it's Thanksgiving week, Big Wigs.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This episode probably will be out on Thanksgiving. So yeah. Cheers to all of you. I hope if you're with family, honey, start drinking at 10 a.m. You know, you're allowed to drink while you cook.
You 100%. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And you better be sipping on my favorite is an apple cider mimosa.
Stunning.
Just trade out the orange juice for the apple cider and you just tip it off like a little bit extra Prosecco or whatever cava bubbly
I love that.
You're deciding. But yeah, everybody should be wearing their aprons. You should be wearing a turkey hat and you should be sipping.
I keep getting served a lot of like fall cocktails and I'm like, so.
And they're making me want everything. I want to make
sure. We should come up with a holiday Big Wigs cocktail and we put out the recipe. And everyone who's listening, you better freaking make it. And then we like will share all the photos. Oh my God.
Okay, but it's got to be.
You guys.
Don't.
Idea. Done.
I think you every time it's a voice, I always think it's Julia Fox coming out of you. And it's Kristy Cavallar coming out of me. But I think it should be a spritz adjacent or no?
We can make it a spritz adjacent. I feel like. We have talked about enough spritzes. We've had enough spritzes.
I know.
We always talk about like specialty cocktails. It's like something we love. It's a Big Wig Bites moment. I think we make a Big Wig cocktail for the holidays so you can make it for your Friendsgivings, your Christmas gatherings. You know, if you're just fucking hanging out with friends and you're like, fuck family. I love that. I love that for you. And for me, honestly, I was like, wait, I don't have any plans on Christmas. Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
I love that for me.
Yeah, I always lean into Saint Germain because the Saint Germain liqueur is in.
I love Saint Germain.
Hugo Spritz. So I always think that's really good, and I think that would taste really good with a apple cider. So okay. So go to our Instagram. We'll post it there.
Yeah, we'll post it there. You'll know. You'll know when it comes out. You'll know.
You'll see.
Anyway, I'm so excited about Thanksgiving. Obviously, we're recording this a little before. It's like my favorite meal of the year. You know, some people bitch about like, I don't like turkey. I don't like this. I like all of it.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
You do?
Really do. You do.
I got to say, I do think, no.
Are you not a fan?
No, I definitely love it. And I get excited for it. But I wouldn't say it's my favorite meal of the year because I think there's certain foods on other holidays that I do crave more. But I would say that Thanksgiving is absolutely the top three. I mean, it has to be.
It's in the top three of meals
for sure. It's in the top three. Yeah.
Wait,
so what
do you do the whole, like, does your family do like the traditional, like, do you do a turkey? You know how some people are like, we don't do a turkey.
And they think they're really cool about it. Like, they've literally changed the game for Thanksgiving. It's like, not only you, but yeah, well, we do because my brother is actually an amazing cook. And so he's always been in charge of the turkey.
Nice.
So he puts it in the barbecue and so the skin is super crispy. He brines it 2 days before. It's a whole thing. So
sick.
He's taking the responsibility and I respect it because I think no one can do a better job. And that's how we do.
My dad does Thanksgiving. My dad cooks everything. He's like
everything.
My dad, he's a baker, but he like really shells out for Thanksgiving every year. Yeah. He cooks the turkey. He has this amazing shallot gravy that like nothing is better. Like, he basically, like, makes a gravy with the juices from the turkey, but he blends it all up with shallots, like, that are caramelized. So it's, like, this thick. I'll send you a photo. It's so fucking good. I could eat that stuff I could spoon it in year round. You know what I mean? Like,
That sounds delicious. Okay. You have me with the shallots.
So good. So good. And then they make a bunch of other sides. I don't know. Some of them I fucks with. Some I don't. I told my mom, I was like, I kind of want to make, like, a fall salad to be that chilly, cool one item that's not like a hot, mushy mess, you know? And
no, she was like,
no one wants a salad. I'm like, bitch, watch me make my salad and everyone's going to fucking love it. So,
well, 2 years ago, we went live on Thanksgiving because we watched the Thanksgiving Day Parade. And I just remember Anna was in the room and you were trying to get your mom on camera. And you were like, Lee, get in here. And she was like, Anna, I'm busy. I'm not coming on camera. And she was very matter of fact about it. And I was like, oh, okay. Lee is really busy in the kitchen today. Okay.
No, but she does some of the sides, but my dad does mostly everything. You know what I mean? And we have no family on Thanksgiving. Literally.
No family. It's just
Just us, and we always have randos. My mom invites all of her my mom's a dentist, and she teaches at Penn, and she invites all her dental students who have nowhere to go. So it's always like strangers.
I love that so much because my mom will do that too. If we're ever in a situation where we decide to host, it's usually my mom inviting the neighbors that don't really have family or friends. So my mom obviously is the neighborly and then the neighbor friend, and I love this about her. But sometimes I look around and I go, what an eclectic group of people. What are we supposed to talk about around this table? I got nothing, okay? I'm like, how about these Redskins that we're now calling the Commanders?
What?
I'm trying to talk about the football team, but we're in D.C., so we have five different names for the football team.
That's really funny. So we always have random.
You have like dentist students. Great.
Some family friends, like, but that's it. No family. And honestly, it's nice, you know? It works.
It does.
Yeah. But I feel very ready for it this year. Like, I feel like I need a reset, a couple days of like, just like, right? Don't you? I feel like we're ready for it.
Thanksgiving is such a reset because you're allowed to have just that itis, you know, the itis after you eat a big meal, and then you just like take a nap. And then some people go shopping on Friday because it's, you know, the whole Black Friday. Of course. But I feel like now there's Cyber Monday. There's so many other things. There's so many other sales happening that, like, if you miss Friday, it's not that big of a deal.
Have been happening all week. I have so many carts on my fucking phone. It's, like, psychotic. I'm like, who wants to buy a kidney? Because I have a lot of carts.
Are you trying to shell out kidneys now?
Spleen? Do we need those? I don't know what that does. Do we need a spleen?
I haven't heard about a spleen issue or a spleen disease. Do we need a spleen? I don't think so.
Because I'm trying to get some new towels. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to invest in a brand new set of towels from Brookstone.
Girl, I got towels and I got loafers in my carts. I need to sell something.
I need it. No, the sales are happening all week long. So I feel like Thanksgiving is just like a loafing is a very much a chilling holiday.
Yeah, for sure. Watch some good movies. Watch the dog show. Yeah. Are we going to go live on Thursday morning? I know that this will be probably post Thursday morning, but I'm so to clown and watch the parade because I'm going to wake up and watch it.
I'm down to clown. The thing is, I'll be, let's see. Well, so my parents are staying at a hotel in Miami. Yeah, basically. As you can see behind me, this video, if it is on YouTube, we're at a hotel right now and I've got a queen size bed next to my parents. So that's going to be really, really nice. And then we're heading over to my brother's house and my sister-in-law's. And, you know, I guess I could go live, but we'll get a lot of weird looks, but I think that'll be better for the content.
Yeah, I'll go live. I'm going to be around 4,000 dogs who will be jumping all over the place.
Perfect time for the dog show right after.
Perfect. And if you are watching this, or if you're not watching this yet, I am fully in a witch's hat, which I think brings me to the point. Yes, I saw Wicked. Dre, have you seen Wicked?
I haven't, but everybody on my effing timeline is talking about how much they've been changed, how amazing it is. They're like, I didn't even think I was going to like it. And you guys, I was crying like 10 times.
Been changed for good. For Good is not in Act 1, so it is not in the movie, but that's for the real ones, you know?
Have you ever been so unaware of something that the hype is just insane to you? Like, have you just let yourself go? Because at this point, I'm so behind on the Wicked stuff. Like,
have you seen the show?
No.
You've never seen the musical?
I think I admitted that to you, and it was like a really scary thing for me to admit to you. No, I never.
I don't know. If you did, I blacked out because I'm just finding out right now.
I know the songs because that's how big of a movement it is, but I have never seen it on Broadway. I've seen scenes, you know, I've seen the costumes, I've seen the buzz and everything, the excitement about it. But yeah, so when I saw this movie coming out, I was like, okay, is this just gonna be the same exact thing with music? Are they remaking the music? Like, I had so many questions about this.
I can answer any of your questions. Hit me, bitch, hit me.
Did it live up, because it had such a big thing to live up to? It had, you know, did it live up to it in movie form? This isn't a Broadway show. This is now on a real screen.
I thought it was great in movie form. I think it really brings out, like, you know, it's like a fantasy. It was a novel, obviously, first, and then it was turned into a Broadway show. And, like, the movie, like, you can do so much more with the world when it's a movie. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can really, like, see it and,
yeah,
and feel it and feel Oz and, like, all that. I mean, I will say it is one of the best Broadway shows in the world. I've seen it 6 times in 20 years. I saw the OG cast. I'm 97 years old. You know, anytime I got a little extra money in my pocket, I'm going to go see Wicked. No, but it's so good. And I do think that the movie, here's something interesting, because I saw it with Jared, and Jared saw the Broadway show, I guess, in 2021, whenever Broadway like first was opening up again in the pandemic. He had never seen Wicked, and I was like, that's weird. Like, you're not allowed to live here, so we should go. So we got tickets, and that was his first show, like, post-COVID. You know, it was still COVID, but you know what I mean.
Wow.
And so he's seen it, you know, we saw it recently or whatever, I guess, in the last few years. And he thought the movie was, like, he thought it was so good. And, like, so hearing it from him, like, he wasn't, like, obsessed with it in high school like me. He didn't quote it in his high school yearbook. He didn't sing it at his high school graduation. He didn't audition with songs, you know, or sing popular in a full review in college. Don't worry. I got a history of Wicked. No, yeah. And I think he loved it as a film. And the film's really good. It's not, you know, it's a musical movie. I think they did such a good job with it. Like, I really think it'll be, like, one for the ages. You know what I mean? Like, There were very few weak links, if anything. My full review is, like, I loved it. I loved them. I think Cynthia Erivo should totally get an Oscar.
Wow.
I don't know who she's up against, but I thought she was amazing. And really, I loved Ariana. I thought Ariana surprised me because, you know, we know Ariana. She has an insane voice. But playing this role that was such a comedic role, like, it's so funny on Broadway, and Kristen Chenoweth made it such.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, it's Kristen Chenoweth.
It really is for me. And, like, I've seen it a bunch with other people who are not Kristen. And people do their own thing. You know, they'll like have their own, like, jokes added in, their own improv. And it's really fun. I will say this, and I'm saying this out of love. Again, she was amazing for me. And it's hard not to. Like, I don't fault her for it. Ariana did a little too close to the Kristenisms for me in some place. Do you know what I mean? Like, where I was
she didn't kind of make the character her own. It was still kind of relying on that Kristen.
There was a little bit of that. And I know she loved her. And it's hard when you listen to that soundtrack 4,000 times. It's hard to not emulate some of it. But even the voice, you know, I was like, whoa, this doesn't even sound like her at times.
Oh, crazy. Okay.
But she's great. Like, you know, I think anybody who didn't see Kristen in it would probably be like, she's unfucking real because she's great. I think for me, it took me back. And so you think about it and think about the voice. But that's my only, like, you know, I'm scared to say that publicly. I'm saying that here for all you guys, you know, all the fans.
Yeah, because that's a really big comment to make.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my God. And Jonathan Bailey's so hot. Let him play all the roles, you know?
Really?
He's so good, too. His voice.
Laugh. Please. Okay.
I don't have a laugh anymore, Dre. We've done too much Kris Jenner. I don't have an Anna laugh anymore. I don't know how to laugh. Anyway, yeah. Super fun night. You know, I made it a really good night. It was Cheesecake Factory and Wicked. Like, doesn't get better. I suggest that date for yourself.
Cheesecake Factory, and then head on over to Wicked. No, I've been thinking about this, and I'm spending my time with my family, so I can't really leave and get tickets. But as soon as I get back to New York, that is my plan. But I think I want to see the Broadway show first. Like, I really want to.
You don't
really
want to
do this plan. I don't. Could you imagine? Like, I do it all backwards. I see the movie, then the Broadway show, then I read the book. Like, isn't that so messed up?
But I don't. I honestly think they did such a great job with the movie. It is a movie for everyone that you don't need to see the Broadway show first.
Okay. Okay, I trust you.
I'm serious. I really don't think it's like, don't see it until you see the Broadway show. No, it's a fucking global hit, you know? Most of the country didn't see it on Broadway. I mean, not most, but you know what I mean? Like, it's been around
for a while.
You're
right. I'm seeing it with the rest of Gen Z. I feel like a Gen Zer, actually, because now they're hopping on the Wicked band.
You're so young.
I'm a fetus, really.
Yeah, you are.
Anyway, I love to hear that it was amazing. So it was hit great. All your expectations.
I'm going back.
You're going back.
Yeah, I was maybe going to go tonight, but I have work to do. But my friend was like, did you see it? And I was like, yes, my best friend from college. And I was like, she's like, I haven't seen it yet. And I'm like, well, that sucks. And she's like, I'm supposed to go on the 15th of December with a friend. And I'm like, that's years away. Go see it now. And she was like, come tonight.
Wait, it's all going to be sold out?
No. I got a ticket like day of.
Okay.
The theaters are playing it in like 20 screens. You can get a ticket.
Okay, I'm so nervous. I'm like, I won't be able to see it. What?
You should go with your family. It's amazing. I want to go again this weekend at some point.
I should. That should be the next thing.
Here's the thing, though. I didn't cry. Maybe
I'm shocked.
I don't really. It's hard. It takes a lot for me to cry in a movie. I didn't cry, but I felt it. You know what I mean? Like, I felt it's really powerful. It is also wild. It's a 2-hour and 40-minute movie, and it's only act one. So that's... Jared, here's the best thing ever. Just so you know it's part one. That's two movies, right?
It's
and the second
insane.
Part is coming out next year. Jared did not know that, and neither did Stu, our friend who came with us. They
Stu,
did not know that. So we're sitting there, and Jared, the movie, like, end credits, and he's like, wait.
That's
what?
It?
He goes... because he's seen the show. So he was like, Defying Gravity ends act one. And I'm like, yeah, Jared, it's two fucking movies. He's like, they did not market it as that. And I'm like, yeah, they did. In every interview I've seen, they're like, and it's two parts. It's going to be movie one, movie two. He's like, I did not know that information. And I was like, well, that's crazy. You must be living under a rock. Stu, he was sitting in front of us because he didn't get a seat till after. And he turns around. He goes, how did it end? I was like, are you guys serious right now?
I bet you a bunch of people go leave the theaters searching on their phones. How does this end like this? How? What a cliffhanger.
Right.
There's two parts.
Anyway, super
crazy.
Fun. Can't wait to go back. I'm going to go back. I'll go back with you. I'll go back.
Okay.
Don't worry. I won't sing. I'm not annoying. I really take it in, you know?
God, because you know what? A pet peeve of mine is when somebody is just talking during the whole effing movie because they've already seen it or they know the next part. And I'm just... need to put a muzzle on them because I'm enjoying. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
No, but Kristen Bell rented the whole theater and brought like fucking 100 people and they all sang and danced the entire time. I wouldn't want that to be my experience for the first time seeing it, but I want to do that now. You know what I mean?
But now that we've seen it once, we've done the round one. Round two is for the,
Round two is for the body to move, Anyway.
It's to move. Wait,
give us the tea on Miami. You got to tell us about Bravo. What was it? I keep saying BravoCon, and it's not called that.
Well, it is interesting, like, why Bravo was doing this. So this one's called Bravo Fan Fest, which is not to be confused with BravoCon. BravoCon is more of a humongous conference 3-day event, and this was more of a...
Which we need to do a Big Wigs by BravoCon next year. We need to start working on it now.
That's absolutely beautiful, and it needs to be Teresa and Luann crossover, and we need to go together. Yeah. No,
I think so. I think we do this and we get a budget and we get someone to come and shoot us. And Okay.
No, because the fans. So in the same thing with BravoCon, but Bravo Fan Fest was a couple tapings of Watch What Happens Live and then one full day of like immersive experience with like all these different activations. And then you get to photo ops and there's some panels with, you know, some of the mix the franchises. It's fun. It's a really big event. But of course, the food is overpriced, so the women are not eating a lot. It's mostly women, and then some bring their husbands, and then there is a lot of cute gay men that are just there, just like frolicking around. Like it's like definitely a mixed culture, but I would say it's like predominantly just like women that want to get drunk and just have a day because they left their whole families at home. So this whole place is just filled with like screaming women, but it was so fun. It really was. I loved meeting everybody that was there and coming up to me. And I didn't have my full Teresa. We were only allowed to bring this like foot by foot bag. So I didn't have space for my Teresa costume. I just brought my Teresa wig and I hoped for the best. So
that's fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. And then the Watch What Happens Live taping was fun, but it was this humongous audience of like 300 people. So I rolled in and it went by super fast. It was like just 20 minutes, but the reason why I said that it was like this crazy thing is because the plates were really small, the food that they were serving, but they were doing every single drink was a double. Like if you just ordered a vodka soda, it was a double vodka. These drinks were so strong and I didn't have anything in my stomach. And so I finished my first assignment for the day. I was working with State Farm and honestly, thank you State Farm. That was such a fun experience. They had this whole closet with like different outfits and Jake from State Farm's outfits. Super fun to work with them.
Cute.
But after I finished the first assignment, I went to go get some water, a little plate. And then I was like, you know what? I'll have like a little small glass of wine. Like, this is cute. Some white wine. I had that. But the food there was just no food. So it just went down so quick. And I went outside. They had this little oasis thing, which was this gorgeous little outside area with like all this green stuff. I took zero like actual aesthetic pictures. I had nobody there to take. Well, they could have taken it for me, but I just didn't ask. So I'm out there just sitting there in the oasis like, wow, this wine is feeling really like I was
nice.
It was hitting. It was like the perfect tiny, tiny buzz. And then I just started meeting all these people, and the women are just insane. They all flew into Miami. Some of them live in Florida, but they're just unhinged. They're like, oh my God, we're so excited to see all these women. And I'm like, okay, how many vodka sodas are you women on? Because they're feral. They're walking around.
That's
feral.
Fun, you know, just a fucking loose weekend before the holidays.
I'm telling you. I was like, where Loosey are you? Where's goosey. Your guys? They're like, I left him with my husband. It's the girls' weekend. I was like, good for you. Yeah, getting out before Thanksgiving. Seriously. So it was quite the experience. But I do think BravoCon is a little bit more contained, and it's more, there's like more to do. This was in this place called the Ice Palace Studios. It was a lot smaller. So you're really just like walking around in a circle, and you can't, there doesn't feel like there's an escape really. Like if you wanted to just have like a second of downtime, I guess you could go outside, and they had the Wendy's truck there. Sick. And, you know,
oh my
all
God,
the big
I love
sponsors.
Wendy's. I've been working on it.
Wait, that's really good. That's really, really good.
I only fly first class.
Oh my God, the whole coach of it all.
Yeah, I don't talk to people who fly coach.
I don't fly it and I don't wear it. She was saying that the whole weekend. Like every single time that she had the opportunity, she would mention the whole coach thing of it all because everyone asked her.
Throw me a French fry and I'm like so in.
It was lit. Wendy's was serving free Frosties and free chicken sandwiches. Nice. So I loved that. I loved that part. They really took that to heart. So
that's
it was
fun.
A very fun weekend, and making content was really fun. Bravo had me totally not, it wasn't a paid project, but they followed me around as I did Teresa. And
that was a good video.
That was really, really fun. So they did that, and they just kind of handed me the mic, and I just, you know, walked around and just did Teresa. And Teresa actually wasn't there. So I think people, they're like, oh, this is a whole bit. Like they hired you to be Teresa. And I was like, no, I'm just walking around. Like,
yeah.
So I had probably, I don't want to say that's the fun. Most fun, but it was just so fun because I got the chance to like actually talk to people, and people were just so excited and everybody was so cute. I met a really good group of just fun Bravo fans. And so that's always fun to see. And they knew you, and they knew the Luann of it all. Like it was great. Yeah. They like actually, it's so funny because you think we posted like only a couple videos as Luann and Teresa. And so that's why, yeah, it's starting to stick.
Good. I love it. We're not just stick. Chris and Court, honey. We're not a one-note band. People.
Yeah. And Luann, it's so, so great. But I do think it's crazy because they're always asking about the recasts. Like when people have the opportunity to ask Andy questions, they always just want to ask who's getting recasted. And I find it very funny because Andy's like, well, I can't tell you absolutely anything. He never is able to talk or disclose any information. But I will say that people are really unhappy with Roni. Like very unhappy with how. With
Did you see what Bethany posted this week about Roni?
What?
Oh, big Bethany post. She was like, "Here's why Roni sucks now." Like, and she she knows. She knows. I'm not gonna do her, but she was basically saying that these women. It's very funny because I've seen it a bunch, but she's like this cast. These women are like. They're all successful. They're all beautiful. Mm. They all have families. They all have money. They have companies. They have, you know, Jenna Lyons. Like, they have careers.
Yeah, it's insanity. Yeah.
So she's like, you know, obviously Bravo chose to do this. They chose to change the formula of, like, what the Real Housewives were. She's like, people loved us because we were a fucking mess. We were train wrecks. She's like, I was living in a studio apartment. She's like, Luann was in a terrible marriage. Dorinda was off her rocker. Like, she was just like, everyone was at a bad, like, not kind bad, but like, kind of like not in a successful place in their life.
They
so
had
they came
it
with this
settled
like,
in.
angst and energy that was like, how am I gonna, we're gonna like fight this out to become the best or something. Like she's like, so she's not wrong in that sense. Like these women didn't like, not that they needed it back then, but I think the original Roni probably like changed their lives for the better, all of them, you know, like,
yeah,
and gave for them sure. a platform. And like this one, all these women had a platform already.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, now people are like, okay, give us the drama on the show. And I don't think they're bringing it, like, in terms of that. It's not a bad thing. It's like saying, like, wow, you guys, like, have your shit together.
Yeah. Well, the old Roni, a lot of them, besides Bethany, had kind of already lived their motherly life. Like, their kids were kind of grown up.
Yeah.
So they had this, like, open, they were empty nesters, and some of them were in new relationships. Some of them were sleeping around, or, like, their marriages, I guess in the early seasons, they still had some of their kids. And then once they all went off to school, I feel like they just became really unhinged and divorced, and now they were just, like, looking to hook up with men. It was just a perfect storm, because they're just always...
Exactly. But she's like, it was a storm, though. Like, there's I'll send you the thing, or I'll post it on Big Wigs, like the Bethany. She it was on TikTok, and I think she's now on Instagram.
I'll give it to her. She has a way with words and ways of breaking down like a bigger, large thing and simplifying it. She really does.
Yeah.
She makes it so many things clear. Although, albeit she's probably like chomping on a cracker, but she makes a good point. She finally gets to the point. If you can get past the chewing noises, but. She has a lot of good things to say.
What do you think will happen with Roni, like based on what you saw with the questions?
It does seem, I think they might give them another season. But yeah, I mean, this whole prank thing, I don't know if you saw the most recent episode. The whole thing of it was the entire episode and almost the season is concluding with Aaron playing a prank and saying that Rebecca was pregnant and she wasn't. And so all the ladies are like, oh my God, Rebecca's pregnant with somebody that's not her husband. And that was the whole thing. So all of them started like chit-chatting and like starting rumors. And then at the end of the episode, it was Aaron said, just kidding, that was a joke. Rebecca was acting. And so everybody is shitting on it, being like, that's the content that we're playing pranks on each other. What is this? Second grade?
Which is kind of like the Uber thing last season, where it was
exactly.
Like
they're comparing it to that. Yeah, they're comparing it to that. And they're just saying these women have nothing better to do than just prank each other. Back in the day, you know, Bethany would be, Ramona was borderline racist. Like they were shit talking each other's husbands. I mean, it was just so much more deeper. You know, they were shit talking each other's businesses. And they're all just these crazy ladies, and I think
I was gonna say you would be proud. I accidentally watched an episode of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City because you know I'm trying to perfect my Lisa.
Yeah,
and it was on, and I was like, oh, I guess I'll watch it. And it was did you see this episode of them going to Mary's house for the Audrey Hepburn brunch?
This is the episode that I haven't seen, the most recent one. Oh my God, wait, no, and the bangs.
The Meredith Marks bangs.
Bangs.
All of their bangs. Who's the new girl? Her bangs were bad too. The new chick
Bronwyn,
on it.
Bronwyn.
Yeah.
The really, but you know what? I thought I saw a picture of her and hers looks like somewhat put together because she's so gorgeous.
They were better than Meredith Marks, but Meredith Marks walked in and everyone was like, and it made me want us to do each other. Also, Lisa fully just wore a ski outfit that like Mary had. And she was like, why'd you go and buy my ski outfit? And she was like, oh, I didn't want to dress up like Audrey Hepburn.
Lisa beats to the sound of her own drum. Always has, always will. Doesn't give a damn. No.
Meredith's were like, they looked like Beetlejuice, like Lydia and Beetlejuice.
They were like, super micro bangs, but like pointy. Micro bangs.
It was very funny. Because that hilarious. Was like the whole topic of the episode.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
she walks out. She got in a fight with Mary and she gets storms out. It's really, you know.
It's a good episode. Ooh. And this is the one I haven't seen.
Well, I should watch it again, maybe. Because
you know what? I should have watched
it.
Wait, we both have plane stories because I should have watched it on the airplane. There was no effing Wi-Fi and it was a Boeing, Anna. It was a massive 343 Boeing on this airplane on my way to Miami. And if for that not to have Wi-Fi, I mean, it was tragic. And wait, we both have airplane stories, but was it because of an article that we saw or because we both just have airplane stories?
I don't know. No, I think we both have airplane stories. I think it was because Delta decided to serve Shake Shack now on flights. And so I wrote that down on our outline. But I think we should take a quick break before we bring up the plane of it all.
I agree. Because right. let me tell you, I'm not, I'm, I need to mentally prepare myself for this, to bring this up.
Okay, great. Okay. So I'm Julia Fox and I'm like so honored to be here. No, I said it like her and I was like, what are you doing? Anyway, Delta announced that they're going to serve Shake Shack on flights. How do you feel about that?
I love it, but I need to know, it's got to be, it's obviously a limited menu and I just don't even think that it's going to be good because they're going to have to probably freeze it and then defrost it. Like, are they going to have a whole Shake Shack system back there? Like, for sure. I feel like it's going to be a very limited menu and it's going to be like prepackaged, a little, maybe some like waffle fries and then some shakes. But how are they going to do that on an airplane? Like, this is crazy for Delta.
I feel like here's the thing. A lot of people complained because they were like, it's going to smell. It's going to be so bad. The bathrooms, blah, blah, blah. And I get all of that. But also, every fucking airport now has a Shake Shack. Do you know how many people I walk onto the plane? They're already eating Shake Shack.
Yeah.
Like JFK, Newark, all the airports got Shake Shack now. So it's not that different for me, you know? If anything, I think it's a bitch for the flight attendants. Because can you imagine, like, giving someone their Shake Shack burger and they're like, this is does not taste like Shake Shack. And you're going to be like, yeah, because I fucking work for Delta. I'm sorry, it's not exactly it.
This is major issues waiting to happen. I do feel bad for all of the Delta flight attendants. They all deserve a raise because they're expecting a lot.
Yeah, because now you're a line cook, you know?
Oh, my God. No, the way that this is going to stick up the airplane, which we both have. Okay, let me get into all of this. Wait, okay. I do want to know in the article, does it say what the menu is going to be for this?
No, but they showed a picture. It might have, and I didn't see it. I just read all the headlines, and I looked at the comments. So
okay, true. But does it look really cute? Really, like, does it have, like, a little Shake Shack branding on it? Because I could be into that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really, really cute. Now I want it, see? But now I'm going to spend too much money. Are they going to upcharge? Of course, probably.
Maybe, you know? I mean, who doesn't want a Shake Shack burger, though? Shack is affordable, you know? And people love it. There's no one I've met who's like, I hate that place. No way! My dad can smell it from a mile away, and he's like, let's go!
Shake Shack.
Yeah.
So, imagine the horror, the disgust. So, I get on this airplane. We're chilling. I got a lady that's already asleep next to me because I got to the flight. I was at the airport, actually, an hour early, but I sat myself down and got my glass of Sancerre at this, like, nice little steakhouse-looking place. Okay, first of all, the Sancerre was ass. I, like, overspent my money on, like, an airplane Sancerre. Whatever. I took the L on that one. Race to get to the airplane, and I sit down, and I'm not on the airplane maybe, like, 10 minutes. Obviously, they've locked the doors. They're ready for takeoff. They're, like, driving at this point to our... The strip to fly off of.
Okay.
All of a sudden, this pungent smell hits my nostril cavity, and it's like the most strong smell of buffalo wings.
Mm.
Why are you taking off your wicked hat?
I don't know. I took it off for a second. Okay.
Put that shit back on. Anna's wearing a wicked hat, and I love it, and I love on branding.
Guys, I am not allowed to take this hat off until I see that movie again.
No, truly. That's going to be me next week after I finally see it. So,
okay. Yeah.
I smell buffalo wings.
Already, I'm okay with this.
And I'm okay, but here's the thing. I can't stand when people choose to bring the most delicious, like, everybody's going to be jealous of what you're bringing on this airplane right now. Okay. So I'm obviously trying to look around. It's not the man right next to me. It's just the man just one seat over across from the aisle. I'm looking at this man. He is bone sucking the meat off the bone, licking his fingers.
Is it Jared? Like,
I know this man is not serious right now. I'm now at this point, I'm just staring at him because I'm like, you're so fucking annoying. Like, I'm starving. All I got was this $6 of trail mix, which I don't want.
You said $6.
This is how traumatic this experience was.
You got 6 bags of trail mix? You trying to regulate your...
Anyway. It was an overcharged $6 bag of trail mix, which, by the way, it's ass, but I was trying to be healthy. All I wanted was the white cheddar Cheez-Its, and I went for the trail mix, okay?
Well, haven't you seen my rules? Calories don't count in an airport, and money doesn't count in an airport. You could have bought both.
it's true. I was already spoiled from my ass Sancerre. So I'm looking over this man. I mean, he's just like living his best life. And I'm just pissed because not only do I want buffalo wings, I just can't believe that somebody had the audacity to just bring something so smelly onto an airplane. It's a contained space. I don't know. I think this should be etiquette, but the last straw for me was the licking of the fingers. Like, just so audibly.
Was he dunking? Like, was he like a blue cheese ranch?
Oh my God. He had this whole, it was a cardboard carton, and every single new fry, he had an empty seat next to him. He had just like the best situation, and it was annoying me. So he had his whole little seat next to him open. He's got his wings there. He's got his dipping there, and he would bring the blue cheese over.
I'm starving right now.
I was starving, Anna. I see this guy dipping it in the blue cheese and then sucking the bone and then licking his fingers. And nobody around me was upset by this. I was livid. I thought it was disgusting how he just...
I feel
just...
like you were upset because you were also jealous. You were hungry.
Yes, but I also...
You had nuts. And he had fucking hot wings.
And it just made the entire plane, at least the area around him, smell like these delicious buffalo wings. But it's just rude, I think. Even if I was in my most starving, destitute situation, I would never bring that on. I would never bring Chipotle onto an airplane. I would never bring buffalo wings onto an airplane. I wouldn't bring... Arby's, like, people just have
no
etiquette.
Did you see my
tweets
the other day? Because I tweeted this. What's the weirdest food you brought onto a plane? I got answers for you.
Okay, thank you. I needed to ask people, but I had no service, so I couldn't even ask.
Because I got on the plane on Sunday from LA to New York, okay? Yeah. And people, I was in the aisle, and the people in the row, you know, next to me, fucking whipped out sugarfish boxes.
No.
To go sugarfish boxes, which are beautiful boxes. And at first I'm like, God damn it, I'm jealous, right?
Like, it's so messed
up. I had pretzels and I had some, you know, I don't know, gluten-free fucking peanut butter snacks. I don't know what I got. Mm-hmm. Nothing of the caliber of a meal.
Yeah.
And they whipped out their sugarfish boxes, which are heavy boxes, first of all. And you carry them in this big thing. And I was jealous at first. And then I thought, how many hours has that sugarfish been sitting in that box?
Because they definitely don't have it at the airport.
No. These people walk through security with their big white bag with the big boxes in there.
What a commitment. Whipped. What a deranged group of
crazy
individuals. I mean, I love their idea. Like, they really, like, took this to the next level to bring this through security. But why, though? Just eat it at home.
It was really a masterpiece. I was blown away. And I'm staring at it the whole time. And I tweeted, what's the weirdest food you've brought on a plane? Mm-hmm. And some people were like, Jersey Mike's. I'm like, that's normal. They have that
that's normal.
The terminal.
That is the most normal thing to do.
Yes. I will say, I actually think Jared and I once topped sugarfish. We went to Laser Wolf the night before. Have you been to Laser Wolf? One of the best restaurants in New York City.
Never been to Laser Wolf.
It's like, you know, Israeli, Mediterranean, you know, it's Michael. Yeah. Anyway, it's so fucking good, Laser Wolf. And they give you the mezze platter. It's like 10 different, you know, dips and stuff. Ooh. And we had a lot left over. And so we brought that fucking mezze platter on the
you know
plane
what?
with some of the cauliflower like left over. It was pungent. Yeah. It was delicious. You know what I mean? But like hummus is different, you know, and veggies are different than like raw fish to travel, like to go through security and like wait there for a couple hours. You know what I mean?
It's just not appetizing at that point. Ugh, hours old sushi that just sit in a little cardboard box. It's not appetizing to me. So does it actually look edible? It looks nice, presentable in this little box?
Because, you know, sugarfish always makes it look good. It never...
I guess so, because it's so neat. But that shit has been ran through, yo. It's been around the block.
I know.
No, this man did just get his buffalo wings and came directly from wherever he got it and came right
and
to
right
the
straight on the flight, yeah.
I mean, I saw the heat emanating from the wing. Like, this is...
Trey, and you're going to make all of us... Me included, and anyone listening to this, fuck Thanksgiving. I'm getting hot buffalo wings.
Hot buffalo wings. And the two people next to me, sound asleep.
How even could that you sleep? Smell couldn't wake them up?
How could you sleep at a time like this? I thought, and I took a video. I took a video of this man finger licking, like, and with this audible sound. And I wanted to post it, but I was going to put a little blur over his face because I felt, is that an invasion of privacy?
Post it on our Instagram on Big Wigs and write over it. Here's the man licking the wings.
Okay. No, you guys, like, I took multiple videos of this because
I
said,
did you see my photo of the sugarfish that I posted?
Did you post on your story?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see it.
So funny, we both had these experiences.
No,
was it the same person?
No. Oh my god, like what a repeat offender. It really pissed me off. I just kept staring at him and he didn't notice my glares. Like, he didn't even take one.
Oh my god,
at this point I was ready to be like, are you gonna share that? So those are our airplanes, our big wig flying adventures. Yeah.
We got a lot of news. We got a lot of stuff in the news right now. First of all, breaking news this week. Luann has come out with the story that she... I can't even say that she made out with Hugh Grant once in the Hamptons. Now, I read the whole article. She really goes in. She goes deep in this interview about the details
of it. She doesn't hold back.
And Hugh Grant has now responded and says, I don't remember making out with this woman.
I can't believe she has
but
no shame.
But he says
either.
He remembers meeting her, and maybe he had one too many cocktails or something. Like, he didn't like fully deny it, but he was like, "I don't think we made out, but maybe."
Okay. So there still is hope for this makeout. Honestly, Luann doesn't kiss and lie.
She also, but the weirdest part is, she said her friend told her at the restaurant. Her friend texted her from a restaurant in the Hamptons and said, "Hugh Grant is here," and. Get over here. And she said, get us a table by him. And Luann says she went with her brother to the restaurant and decided to like say something to Hugh Grant, and then said she wanted to buy him shots, and they were doing shots, and then she started making out. And she said her brother was sitting there like, wow, you're making out with Hugh Grant. And I'm like picturing all like the way that's literally how it's written. I'm just like, wait, her brother was like, I picture like her brother right here. And Luann's just like, blah, 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 let's make out, Hugh Grant. I love doing, you know, Bridget Jones. And and then like the brother's like filming it or something. I don't fucking know. It's so funny that this came out.
Please tell, give me Luann just like meeting Hugh and kind of softening him up to the idea of maybe a light makeout. Like, what are you doing later, Hugh?
Yeah. You know, do you come to this restaurant often? Because I just happened to walk by and I saw that you were in here. And, you know, I've been a fan my whole life. And I heard you're a fan of my show, too. I'm on TV. Did you know I'm on TV? I'm a real housewife, but I'm also a freak in the sheets. I'm a housewife by day and a freak in the sheets by night.
It's hard to do solo, but I feel like she was like, let me buy you a couple shots and sing. I could sing to you. Do you want to hear some... my music.
Her singing at the table next to Hugh, Chic C'est La Vie. Just, I, she has
Hey, Hugh,
no...
are you feeling Giovanni? Be cool, don't be all uncool.
That's her pickup line.
That's her line.
Oh,
he's like, oh, no, I don't think I want a shot. And she's like, be cool, don't be all uncool.
He's just like unsure, but he's also like not saying no. That's very
she's
cute
hot,
of him,
though,
right?
You know, oh, like I don't so think hot. if she can work it with the man, like I bet he'd be like, okay, yeah. I'll do a shot with you.
You know, I really need to just embody. We everybody needs a little Luann confidence in their lives.
Yes.
Like all the housewives always said that. She's always looking for a man, and she's got this unwavering sense of confidence about her that...
She does. I mean, you see it from her performances, from her at events. Like, she can walk into a room, and she looks like, wow, she really loves herself, and she knows herself, and she doesn't give a fuck what anyone else thinks, because she's beautiful and like, has it. I don't know. It is true. She has that air about her.
Is Hugh Grant... I don't know anything about his love life.
I don't really know either. I know he's just like a grumpy British man.
He's grumpy. Okay.
Oh, Luann loves the grumpy man. I love it. I love a man I can turn into a fan, you know?
Yeah, I feel like she really does have this ability to just... She was always, if there was a bad situation, she'd be like, I don't know what the big deal is. Like, everybody should just be happy. Like, she was the only time that she was upset that one time was when
she had, unfortunately, a really bad night at the Hamptons, and she got arrested for drunk driving. That was a low moment for Lou.
But Hugh Grant was a high. In fact, we got high together, too, when we went back to my house.
I'm sure you did. Had a couple gummies. Wait, you know what's so crazy? I saw this story that I just put in our notes, but I think it's a fun crossover. Kelly Ripa tries to set up ScarJo's single twin brother with a pal. See you next Thanksgiving. I guess she wants, Kelly and is trying to get ScarJo to be her close friend.
Scarlett Johansson has a twin brother?
Hunter Johansson is his name, yes. Which I did not know that she had a twin brother. What does he look like?
when people come out with this twin news, I'm like so baffled by it. I'm like, wait, we've blowing. Known, what? You have a twin brother?
And everybody's so obsessed with ScarJo. I am. I know that. And the fact that no one ever thought like her twin brother didn't want to be revealed. Like how has nobody done a documentary about the ScarJo twins? You know what I mean? Yeah, right. Like what is this?
So Kelly Ripa is obviously obsessed with her too. She's like, wait,
somebody good for your twin brother. Okay. So after Ripa asked Scarlett if she and Hunter have telepathy, the actress replied, we know so much about each other because, you know, we are in utero together. I guess I've always had you around, but he's also my brother. He's just also a dude. She says, I feel like if we were identical twins, we probably have more of that mind body thing. Mm. But I want to know who Kelly. So she went on to talk about how great her brother is and available. She says, we're close. He's a gem. He's also single. And that's when Ripa jumped up and said,
bye, Mark.
She may have found somebody, going on to talk about her friend who is beautiful, accomplished, lovely, has dinner with her parents, and is a kind person. So we might be having Thanksgiving together. Perfect. I'll see you next Thanksgiving, my new sister-in-law. Wait.
Okay.
Was Kelly Ripa talking about her sister?
I don't know.
Oh, going on to talk about her friend. Okay, so it's just a friend. Okay.
She's setting her Scarlett, up with Scarlett's brother.
Oh my God, Scarlett and Hunter are the youngest of four, born to Karsten Johansson and Melanie Sloan. They have two older siblings, plus an older half-brother, Christian Johansson, and a younger sister, Fainan Sloan. What are these names? Oh, he's so cute. He's really cute.
Okay.
Okay, so ScarJo has a brother. Work. I love when celebrities introduce, it's like Kelly's playing matchmaker, you know?
Right.
And it's cute. And I also, if I was related to a famous person, I would gladly be set up all the time. I'd be like, yes, like, please set me up with all your famous friends. What?
The Emily Blunt story. You know how like Emily Blunt was like to Stanley Tucci, meet my sister when they worked on Devil Wears Prada. And then like.
And it worked.
They're married.
They've been married forever. And kids. She always records his videos of him cooking in his kitchen. Like, Is it recording? Is it on? Okay. Today we're making.
He's like, we're eating leftover, some leftover linguine.
Very sensual.
Little clam sauce and a little.
And she's like, is it leftover? I love her in the background. Yeah, she's funny.
I die.
I love it. Anyway, wait. Big Bravo news. Vanderpump has decided to recast for next season. I'm
getting
not surprised.
Nobody. And you know what? This needed to happen more so than I think Real Housewives of New York.
Yeah.
Needed to happen.
They're all like, they've been done. It seems like.
They're not even working at Vanderpump, really.
Ever since the Sandoval of it all, it was like, they're all doing bigger things, like moved on, right?
Absolutely. I do think it's crazy that some of them haven't gotten as big opportunities as Ariana. I think Ariana is extremely talented and deserved all of them, but she's really the only one that like went on to just, she really reaped the benefits of the breakup. And I know we've said that before, but girl, like where's the rest of them? Somebody check, wellness check on Sheena, because the girl is pissed that she didn't get to go on Dancing with the Stars. So maybe this is her time now. Oh my God, she's so sour. Like the whole time that they were doing a whole big breakup, she's like, not to make this about myself, but why the fuck is Ariana getting booked so much? Like, what are we, you guys? Like, I know she got cheated on, but like, hello. And she was having a mental breakdown, which like I get, you know?
Yeah. Speaking of, Dancing with the Stars finale is tonight. Tonight's the night we're recording Tuesday. Sorry, guys, but I'm giving you that information. So we will know who the winner is on Thursday. But
you've already known this information since they filmed.
Mm-mm. I saw the semifinals. Tonight's the finals. It's all live.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
We don't know. when nobody knows.
It's still thinking that you had an inside scoop.
No, I wish. I don't, but I wish.
Who do you think is going to win?
I think Joey could win.
Uh-huh.
Joey or Chandler, I think, will win. Which is so funny to say in one sentence. It's either Joey Chandler or Joey.
We're talking about Dancing with the Stars, guys.
Not friends. I think Alona, though, has a huge fan base. And I think she was one of the people who, like, transformed the most from the beginning of the season to the end. Yeah. Like, she's doing really well. I don't know. They're all really good. But I do think Joey and Chandler are, like, really good. Like, having watched them live, I'm like, they can really dance. You know what I mean? Like, they're probably my top picks. Yeah.
Speaking of people to go on to do other projects, what do you think Alona is going to do after this? Because to me, I see her being a host she's just so magnetic.
She's great.
She could go into acting, to be honest. She's so good at like being online and social and the videos. And I want to be her friend, you know? I think maybe she should be a spokesperson for the woman's, I don't even know, like a broadcaster.
Yeah. No, she totally should be on camera. She's great. And she has such a fun energy. And she can, like, laugh at herself. And she's also, like, she works really hard. And I love her. I think she's really, like, we've gotten to know her, you know, through Dancing with the Stars. Which is fun. We've gotten to know everyone. Did you see the drama, though? I think it was last week, though. I think we talked about it on air when they said her partner, like, was mean to Amanda Klutz or whatever.
Yes.
Like, Amanda clapped back. Anyway, hopefully Alan's okay. Because I hope that doesn't, like, ruin their night tonight. You know what I mean? Like, to dance this week.
No, but everybody came to his defense and said, no.
He seems like such a nice guy. You know?
I know.
You kind of have to be tough. If my dance partner is not like, get off your ass, Anna, and fucking work, then what kind of coach are you? You know? Like, you got to make me work.
Oh, exactly. Then you're not then you're not a partner to me.
I feel bad. Andrea's parents are fully in the room right now, and we haven't put on our wigs yet. Are they going to be okay with this? Do they know?
Yeah. Are you guys good? Dad, are you good?
Does he want to come do a shout out on the podcast for us?
Do you want to come do a shout out on the podcast?
Tell him to say happy Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving.
Say happy Thanksgiving from the Lopez family.
Gorgeous.
Happy Thanksgiving, Lopez's.
Did you guys aren't at the house? They're at Publix. You've been drinking at the hotel bar?
Well, we found a bar.
Nice. I don't know if you can hear them, but...
A little bit. Andrea's parents found a lobby bar at the hotel, and they are lit.
They got empanadas and beer and wine, and I see you at a pomegranate, probably local produce, support local. Nice.
Love that.
Perfect. Love that.
Thanks for stopping by the pod, Lopez.
Happy Thanksgiving. Do you think it'll be okay if I go live at the house for Thanksgiving to watch the Thanksgiving Day Parade with Anna? Do you think they'll allow that?
That would be nice.
That would be nice, right? So
both our moms can make cameos in that video. That'll be super fun.
Hi, Anna.
They have to.
Hi.
She says
happy Thanksgiving.
And I'm wearing headphones, so now they can't. Sorry, you guys can't hear anything. I have headphones.
I wanted to ask you: are you holding space for anything today? Because I don't know if you saw, but we are now holding space for things. Tell me you saw this interview of the holding space. This is our last pop culture article before we go into our fun impression. But
yeah.
Are you holding space for anything today?
I'm holding space for a shit ton of food. Yeah, I am holding space. Yeah. Okay. I'm holding space.
Please tell me you watched this interview of her. This woman interviewed Ariana and Cynthia and said, I don't know if you know this, but a lot of she said, I'm in queer media and a lot of people are which is just a great, I love that. She goes, a lot of people are holding space for the lyrics of Defying Gravity. And it's super awkward and quiet. And Cynthia Erivo almost chokes up and goes, I did not know that.
And she goes, wait, she's trying to be so PC about it?
And she goes, yeah, well, I'm in queer media. And then Ariana's like, wow. And they're both.
They don't know what to say.
And now brands, everyone out there is holding space. We are holding space for something.
Wow.
You're holding space for something important in your life, you know? Just hold the space. Hold it.
I'm so wrong for saying food. I'm holding space for...
You're holding space for food. We're all holding space for food. But it was just such a funny, like,
wait, that is so,
it's a funny way of, yeah, you have to watch, yeah, this whole interview. You're going to love it. It's so funny.
Is she a well-known interviewer, or what's the media outlet? Know. Oh, BuzzFeed? Or no, that's
no,
just BuzzFeed,
I think it's
article,
like out, out.com or something.
Love it. Okay.
It's like a queer news site, and mm-hmm, it's just so, that's, the interview is so good.
That's so
it's
great.
It's like 2 minutes. You'll see it all over TikTok. And she's like, a lot of people are holding space for the lyrics. She's like, I did not know that. Thank you so much for telling us that. We did not know that. That is so important. And
Cynthia
it
is like, but really? It is. Oh, I thought they were talking about defying gravity. So like the space of gravity, space time. You know what I'm talking about? Like, no, they're not. She's talking about just
emotionally
being open and, yeah,
space in your heart.
That's
it.
Such a deep comment and deep. Wow.
I loved it. Anyway, yes, love I am that. Still in my Wicked hat. But we have something amazing that we got to do for a few minutes. I don't know if you saw this, but huge Kristen Cav news today.
Huge.
Kristen Cavallari got a DM from, dare we say, a Kardashian, a.k.a. the Lord himself, Scott Disick. And we have to comment on this because I think this is important. She read it on her podcast, and she even said that she thought he was connecting her with Kris Jenner. So I don't know if they like know who we are, but I feel like we've got the exclusive actual. We've got an exclusive here for you. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Hey, Chris. Is it really you?
Oh, my God. Kristen Cavallari. I am so excited to talk to you.
You're excited. I have a couple of things I need to clear up with you. Like, this is crazy, this crossover.
This is actually insane. But tell me, how are you, doll?
I've never been better. I mean, I just went through a breakup, but like...
You,
I don't know what it is about me, but
amazing,
like
amazing, sweetie.
Thank you. Am I glowing? I mean, you never age, so
I don't. You're right. I'm always 40, but you look incredible. You really do, and thanks. I'm really excited. I'm touched that you asked me to come on here with you. I really am.
Well, no, here's the thing, Chris. Okay, so I got this like crazy DM from freaking Scotty Disick, and.
Oh. Scott, I love Scott. I mean, he's given me three gorgeous grandchildren, and yeah, he is just, he's the Lord. What can we say? Let the Lord be the Lord.
Well, he was definitely lording or doing something, because like he hit me up through DMs, and
That's nice.
I immediately was like, can you connect me with Kris Jenner? Like, I need to talk to her because this is like super, super wild for me. So I have to read this to you. Like, did you put him up to this? Like, he was trying to get in contact with me.
My lips, I don't gossip. My lips are sealed. Tell me what he said first.
Okay, because I feel like this, you crafted this, okay? So I open up my DMs and I...
Yeah.
Chris, okay, you're not going to believe this. So I open up my DMs and...
I never do that. I can't believe you do it yourself. I have a team who does that.
Okay, well, we can't all be a Kardashian. Yeah, if you guys send me a DM, like, I read it personally.
That's nice. One day,
I'll get there. You know what I mean? So I open it up and it says, I feel like it would be so good to see you and catch up and talk about the things you've got to go through with kids and changing your life around over and over. I really miss you though, and I wish I would have reached out earlier. Just been busy trying to be the best dad I can be.
Oh my God. That's so beautiful. Scott's really grown up. He really has.
Has he? Okay. And then he went on to say, I didn't have much time because I'm busy with kids, but he's trying to think of himself more. And before he like ended the DM, he said that he hoped to hear from me. And he was like, you should text me if you want to hang out. What?
I mean, so are you going to text him? Yes or no?
I feel like he's putting the ball in my court and I like just don't really like that. It's like manipulation. You know what I mean? Like, I also feel like I'm not even his type. Like, Like, Scott, like, oh, I'm 37.
You are absolutely his type. He loves someone who has their shit together. That is you. You have kids, so you can bond over that. You know, he was busy the last few years. Mason's really good at baseball, so he's been taking him to games. But, you know, okay. I saw him. I have lunch with Scott on Wednesdays, and I had lunch last week, and he said, you know, who is someone, he said he really misses being, you know, just having a companion, you know, like having a Corey, you know, and
yeah.
And I said, you know, Kristen Cavallari is single now, right? You dumped the 16-year-old, and you really are just, you look stunning. You're really successful. We love your podcast. And I said, why don't you reach out?
Okay. I love that. And I feel like guys are always trying to slide into my DMs. But one time back in 2010, you're going to love this. It gets messy.
Oh.
Him and Courtney just broke up. And I used to hang out with him and Courtney. Like, we used to all be friends. And
oh, so yeah. You played remember? In the sandbox at my house that one time.
It got wild. And so then he like started this rumor that we hooked up. And then Courtney got super freaking pissed off at me. And then I just like stopped talking to him. So I don't know what he's trying to do, but like, I'm not interested, Chris.
I really think he was waiting for Courtney to be just so preoccupied, you know, and she's got Travis. I mean, she's got eyes for no one else. She is just so in love. And Scott is lonely. He really is. And he really is a good dad. And I bet he would take you on a nice drive around town. You know, he's got great cars.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm into like really buff guys. Is Scott like kind of, I don't know, squishy?
No, he's definitely he's not buff. He's not squishy. I'd say he's in between, you know? He's kind of like, yeah,
like a little
box, you know? He works. He tries. He's come with me to my aloe yoga class once or twice.
He just looks a little puffy. I don't know. Like, is he ill? Is he on the drugs? Like, what is he doing these days? He always has dark circles under his eyes. He looks exhausted.
Well, he just gave up gluten. So I bet all of that is going to change.
Oh, it's all about the gluten? Okay.
Totally.
Yeah, I'm a really good cook. I mean, like, I cook really healthy, but like, I just don't know. I just thought it was so weird. I was like, am I in the Twilight freaking zone? Like, what is Scott DMing me for?
You know, 2025 is going to be really unpredictable. You know, I got my psychic told me I should start setting up people more. So I did. Oh, wow. She's starting happy hour.
Okay. I'm starting, Chris. I'm drinking red wine because I just can't believe that Scott DM'd me.
I'm drinking Belvedere, but it's in a water bottle because I had to get through security.
You're such a woman of the people, Chris.
Thank you, doll. Anyway, I think you should give it a shot. I know you said it gave you the ick, as the kids say.
But I have a major ick.
I think you guys, you never know, you know? It could be like the Brady Bunch. It could be like my family.
He's got three kids. I have three kids. But you know what? I don't know.
The blended family really works well. I mean, Brody and Kimberly still, you know, go get ice cream together.
Yeah, it's just like so blended. It's just kind of crazy. I don't know if I don't know if I'm ready for it. I mean, I live in Texas. Where do I live? I live in Tennessee.
Too much
he
wine,
lives in Calabasas. I know. I'm like, where do I live again? I don't know.
Well, he'd get a place there. If it works out, you know he would buy some real estate. That's what he's doing. He's buying a lot of real estate. He's really successful now, you know. And he's really like one of my own kids. So I believe it could work. If you're down to clown with Scott, he's
down
texting
to clown
me right
my
now.
Ass. Oh, he's texting you? Okay. I got to go.
He said I did it.
Great. Okay. Tell him I'm not interested. I just got out of a relationship. I'm still enjoying my single life. And like, it's just kind of, I'm icked out.
Are you getting action on your own right now? Are you hooking up people?
Chris, do you know me? I stay active. Okay.
I love that. Maybe you're too, you know what? Maybe you've got too much going on right now. I'll tell Scott to try you again in 6 months.
Please don't. Tell him I'm busy and never available. Love you, Chris.
Love you, doll. Have
Gotta
fun.
Go.
Cheers.
I'm blocking him. Cheers.
That's the episode. That's what we got today.
That's it. Happy Thanksgiving, all you big wigs. We're so thankful for you. I hope that you are enjoying it with family, friends, loved ones. And if you are unfortunately alone on this holiday, no, you're not, because you got us. You're never alone.
You're never alone. And you know what? It's just another day.
It is. It is.
It's just another day. Okay, that's not even a song. I love you all, and we'll see you next week.